Deep in injury time. We've played 3.5 minutes. The fourth official down below us indicated that there would be at least 6 minutes. Mark Moynihan, the fourth official, showed up the scoreboard a short time ago. So 6 minutes of injury time. We've played almost four of those. Yeah, we've passed 4 minutes of those. So last chance saloon then for Finn Harps, a Harps side who have been playing with 10 men since the 62nd minute, and that was because their big defender Matthew Makinson was shown a second yellow card. He'd picked one up 10 minutes beforehand for a foul on the Longford attacker, Magnuson, the guy who scored the what's been the only goal of the game so far as early as the 18th minute. Magnuson and Makinson were in a race for possession, racing in towards the Harps goal. The Longford man went down and Makinson was shown a yellow card. 10 minutes later, you could call it a poor, poor challenge from Makinson. Reckless, perhaps. But anyway, he was shown a second yellow card. This time for a foul on O'Brien Whitmarsh as Harps come forward at the other end. But again, good defending from Longford Town. And Aaron McLaughlin eventually giving away a free for a foul on his man. But just signs there that McLaughlin, had he got past his Longford defender, he could have been in on goal, and it could have been another situation where Longford could have been in a bit of danger. But there haven't been too many of those situations in the second half. Aside from a few minutes ago, Ryan Flood came in from the left-hand side. The angle was very, very difficult. The goalkeeper was able to make the save. The ball ricocheted clear. It kind of spun up into the air, and McLaughlin tried to help it back towards goal. But his effort was booted clear by one of the Longford defenders, and that chance went to begging. But yeah, that sending off of Makinson more or less sums up Harps night, really. Whatever kind of opportunity or whatever chance they had of maybe getting back into this game, once they went down to 10 men, you felt that the threat went out of it, and Longford even gained a wee bit more confidence after that incident. As the full-time whistle goes, yeah, it's been blown by the match referee Robert Dowling. So there you have it, Marty. It's all over here at Finn Park in Balfry. We have played the 6 minutes, but Longford full value for their victory, and that's a third league defeat on the bounce here for Finn Park, or for Finn Harps. They've lost 3 matches in the league, and in between they won that cup match against Garystown, but perhaps that was the only bright point in what's been a difficult run of games again. And as we enter the closing stages of the season, not the kind of run of form that you want at this stage. By the way, latest score at Daly Mount Park, where the match was delayed for 45 minutes because of a power cut in that part of Dublin. Latest score with 67 minutes played, Bowes 2, Derry City 2. We're fast approaching the top of the hour, Marty, so I'm conscious to get back for the news. Final score from Finn Park and Balbuffet. It's been another disappointing night. It's Finn Harps 0, Longford Town 1.